Canadian Pacific, CP, Rail's 23rd annual holiday train will be hosted virtually again this year, considering ongoing restrictions on public gatherings due to the COVID-19 pandemic. The cross-country program, which typically runs for 3 weeks during the holiday season, includes two trains decorated with hundreds of thousands of LED Christmas lights. The festively decorated locomotives travel from Montreal to Vancouver, and through to the U.S. railway network, with their colorful lights cascading off the surrounding landscape. The trains make a variety of stops for impromptu holiday concerts across their cross-country route, including annual pit stops in Alberta every December. The initiative also raises money for food banks along the route. According to Salem Woodrow, Media Relations and Community Affairs Manager at CP Rail, the program, which would normally bring bright lights and holiday cheer to the community, will be replaced by a free virtual concert once again this year in the hopes of bringing the same joy into people's homes. It's the same format as last year, when Canadian musician Serena Ryder headlined a show that would be attendees could enjoy from the comfort of their own sofas. We will be hosting our virtual concert in lieu of the regular holiday train program for the second consecutive year due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Woodrow said. The virtual lineup includes performances from headliners Barenaked Ladies Stephen Page and the Strumbellas, along with bands The Trues, Odds, and solo artists Sierra Noble, Tanika Charles, Isonabi, and Keb Mo. The virtual show will be streamed on Facebook, YouTube, and CP Rail's website on Saturday, December 18 at 6 p.m. Woodrow said last year's iteration of CP Rail's holiday train was a fabulous success, and she hopes to see that continue. She added CP Rail was happy to receive buy-in from a similar star-studded lineup of musicians again this year, but acknowledged she hopes to bring back the full program in 2022. We are disappointed that we need to run our virtual concert again this year, and we are very eager to bring the holiday train back to our communities in Canada and the United States to spread holiday cheer in 2022, and for many years to come, she said. Woodrow added, even though the train itself will not chug across Canada this month, CP Rail is honored to continue the usual charitable efforts associated with the holiday train, which include bringing awareness of food insecurity across the nation in hopes of raising funds for community food banks. We are very honored to continue our support of food banks during such a critical time of the year, she said. CP Rail encourages those participating in the virtual holiday train concert this year to still donate to their local food banks, according to Woodrow, or alternatively, donate to Food Banks Canada in support of the national effort. We have seen throughout the pandemic that COVID-19 has really created many challenges for communities across our network and has only increased the need for local food banks and food shelves, Woodrow said. This year's modified program will continue to draw the attention for food security issues, with the donations going to all food banks that would ordinarily receive them as well. She said CP Rail will donate $1.24 million this year to 198 food banks, including those in communities that would ordinarily host a holiday train event. Carmen Cundy, AirdreeToday.com. Follow me on Twitter at Carmen R. Cundy.